Well, we are kind of the Fox and Friends to their Donald Trump.
It's very true. It's very true. Yeah.
Ooh, and you guys say that with a black guy on your stuff? Oh, this is salty.
Oh. Hello and welcome to another exciting edition of Cactus Elbow Hangover. My name is Ann Hobbs, and with me, as always, my colleagues, 2Ton21 Josh Westner.
What's up, y'all?
And the infamous Afro. And the infamous Afro, Reese Shadal.
Boo!
Boo!
Boo this man. Boo.
I deserved it. We're going to keep that, though, right?
Reese?
Oh, yeah. Keep it.
Oh my god. Welcome to another exciting week of wrestling news and conversation. Let's hop in it.
Yeah, let's get right
let's
to
get
it.
Straight to the meat. Story I know everybody is really excited about. Big Cass. He was fired. But there's more. There's more. News came out, apparently he was having a conversation with Carmella backstage. Maybe had tried to get a little handsy when she walked away. And then a bunch of other wrestlers stepped in.
I heard that that might be apocryphal.
Oh, you think so?
I've seen direct reports, including a statement, I believe, from the WWE saying that there was no contact between him and Carmella backstage, that somebody literally made that up and put it on Twitter.
Wow. I've like seen that in a multitude of news sites, like wrestling news sites, with no retraction.
Really?
So guys, if you're reporting false news, maybe get on that. Check it out.
And if somebody happens to know, like, you know, what the fuck actually happened, feel free to tune us in.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we're trying to be as accurate as possible, but we may be far from the pulse of real wrestling news.
And that being said, if we really get something wrong, we're just going to call it kayfabe anyway, so...
Yeah, that's the joy of wrestling, y'all. Joy of wrestling. Well, you know what? Fuck that story, and fuck Big Cass. I keep seeing a bunch of people, like, trying to, you know, do things or say things like, Big Cass should join Bullet Club. And really stick it to Vince McMahon.
Oh, God.
And my two statements or sentiments on that is, first, I don't think Bullet Club would accept Big Cass.
Second, I don't think that there's any way that Big Cass could stick it to Vince McMahon worse than getting a WWE paycheck.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Yeah, I mean, go work for Sinclair Broadcasting.
It would serve no purpose. It would serve no purpose, so,
yeah,
you know.
No, not at all.
It's equivalent to, like, putting Jeff Jarrett in there.
Shit. Right.
I kind of think that we can take a little bit of credit for Cass getting the boot. I mean, like, our first four episodes were a lot about not liking that dude. And I know that, you know, the people at the head office there in Connecticut are all big fans of the podcast. I know they have, like, group listening sessions there in the office.
Well, we are kind of the Fox and Friends to their Donald Trump.
It's very true. It's very true. Yeah.
Ooh, and you guys say that with a black guy on your stuff? Oh, this is salty.
Oh, that's the first and last time I'll ever refer to any of us in any semblance of comparison to Fox News.
Yeah, I feel dirty now.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
And not
sorry.
In a good way.
I thought it would be funny. It actually, I feel a little dirty just saying it. Yeah, that was my bad. That was my bad. Let's just move on. Extreme Rules is coming up in about a week and a half. Should be fun. We've got Styles versus Rusev.
I think that's going to be a good match.
I think that's going to be a good match, too.
That should be a solid match.
I see Styles retaining, but putting Rusev over pretty hardcore.
Agreed.
Though I would love to see Rusev Day result in a championship.
I would not hate that.
No.
I don't think they're ready to give him that kind of a push.
He deserves it.
He does. But I agree with you. I think that AJ Styles will put Rusev over because AJ's that dude.
He's that dude. He's definitely that dude.
Yeah.
It was recently announced we'll have a Intercontinental Championship rematch between Dolph Ziggler and Seth Rollins. Yay. It's going to be a 30-minute Iron Man match. And I'm kind of excited about it. I think it's going to be fast-paced and relatively aggressive.
Yeah, that definitely makes one of us. I'm just not excited about those two working together. I can't. I'm sorry. I try, and I can't. It's just boring.
Yeah, I mean...
I've always liked Dolph Ziggler, so, you know, I don't have that hate, so, like, I don't know.
That's just it. It's not hate. I wish I hated him. At least then I'd feel something.
Ouch. It's just... just a lack. Just a lack of caring.
He's like... It's like if somebody on the other side of the room from you cuts a fart, you don't smell it. Like, you know it's there. And, you know, you're mildly offended, maybe. But you don't smell it, so it doesn't really ruin your day. That's exactly how I feel about Dolph Ziggler.
It's like I heard a fart over there, and I was like,
I'm not going to go over there because like, I don't want to smell somebody's guts.
Mm-hmm. We've got...
Before we move on, I will state this. Please, please, please do not feed Drew McIntyre to Roman Reigns. I don't need that.
I see that being... an interference thing. Like, we're going to have a McIntyre-Roman Reigns mutual interference sometime during that match.
So, in other words, this whole match is set up specifically to put Roman Reigns over.
I don't want it.
I don't know.
I don't want it.
I mean, right now, the IC title is... apart from the women's division, the IC title is really the only belt they've been focusing on.
Yeah.
Like, they don't seem to give two flying fucks about the tag division right now. Otherwise, we'd see some of it on Hulu or whatever other streaming service you might use to watch the rebroadcast. Agreed. But,
yeah.
But goddamn, I sure as shit haven't really seen any matches. And I would like to, because I enjoy all of those wrestlers.
Truth.
Stop burying your divisions, guys.
Yep.
Like, we don't need shitty storyline when you could give us good tag matches.
Amen. I'm just saying.
Right.
Especially if you're going to give us pay-per-view or fucking episodes that are full of tag matches anyway.
Yeah.
Shit. Like, we have to watch all of the singles competitors in tag matches, but we can't actually watch any of the fucking tag team division. What does that make? Like, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense at all.
I mean, it's like the old trope, and something I've seen lately, too, where two... you know, relatively popular singles wrestlers get slapped together as a tag team and, like, start beating other, like, established, really good tag teams. That should never happen. And I've watched it happen my whole life, and it drives me crazy.
Same. But, you know, that's...
preaching to the choir.
Yeah. Well, and that's a very WWE thing.
It really is. It's, in fact, I would say it's a trope at this point.
Totally agreed.
Well, I mean, come on. The SmackDown tag division is on fire. It's just Raw is just sad.
Yeah, no, SmackDown tag division is fun.
I will say the exception, I feel, that to the slap together tag team thing being bad, the exception to that would be the Rock and Sock Connection. Because that was, I mean, obviously... from the beginning, a tag team that was just destined to happen, and it slapped together as it felt in the beginning. No one's done it better since.
You know, I feel that's a good segue to the next matchup, which is going to be the SmackDown tag team title, Bludgeon Brothers versus Team Hell No, the reunited couple of Daniel Bryan and Kane. Kane coming back, you know, hopping off of his campaign trail. Well, I guess fresh off his win. And
yeah, go back to Knox County, buddy.
And I'm going to be honest, I'm a little bummed out. I'm a little bummed out that, well, I'll be bummed out if they have the Bludgeon Brothers lose. Mm. Like, Like, if they're going to go over the fucking Luke Gallows combination as easily as they did and then lose to fucking Kane and Daniel Bryan, mm-hmm. I'm going to be a little butthurt about it.
Yeah.
A little jaded.
Same.
But what the fuck ever.
Agreed.
It should still hopefully be a fun match. And as long as it's a fun match, I'm good with it. Hopping back to Raw and their tag division, which is being buried. We've got the champions, Hardy and Wyatt, versus the B team of Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel. And I kind of want the B team to win.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Other recent news, it was reported that Bray Wyatt was in a car accident recently, a head-on collision.
Shit.
He's missing a few days of live performances due to injuries. Hopefully, we'll see him in Extreme Rules.
Shit,
if
I
not,
hope so.
I suspect, you know, we'll see some sort of improvisation, but we wish you the best, Bray. Get better.
Yeah, for real.
Women's division. Did we talk about women's division already?
No.
We didn't. Okay, cut that. In post. Women's division. We've got Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss again.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Interested? I'm interested to see where this goes.
Hell yeah.
You know, I'm interested. So let's see what happens. I would be happy if we saw Nia get the belt back. And
I'd be just as happy.
Let her have her reign. I'd be just as happy with Alexa keeping.
Yeah.
It's whatever. Not happening.
I like watching these two work together.
I do too. It's fun.
You can, even when they're playing against each other, the fact that they are so close personally kind of gives them some leeway in the room that a lot of wrestlers don't have. And it makes for really entertaining matches, and I'm super excited.
Indeed.
Agreed.
Indeed. And then we're going to have Jeff Hardy versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the U.S. title, hopefully. Hardy's been dealing with some issues.
Yeah.
Some injury issues. Shinsuke was recently bitten by a dog. Doing a random sweep of the arena. For whatever reason, the police had their canine unit next to fucking Shinsuke Nakamura, and he got bit because he's the bomb. What? Did you guys see what I did there?
Hey, breaking news. Ruby Riott is out of action with a new knee injury.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well, that's lame. Fucking get better, Ruby. You guys are on fire.
Yeah.
I was actually going to talk about them last episode. Like, that's a faction that has really fucking come together. And I have been super impressed with the Riott squad. I kind of at first was like, what in the ever-loving fuck is this hodgepodge? But all three of them have made it work. And they've made it work well. And I'm pleased. Like, fuck yeah, Ruby, that blows, and I hope you get better.
For real.
Damn, everybody's getting injured. Be careful, y'all. We like to watch you guys get crazy, but, like, you know.
Don't get too crazy.
We want to keep watching you guys do this, not think about it. okay, so that's Extreme Rules. Fuck Extreme Rules. Let's move on.
I'm done with this.
We're going to cover the NXT UK tournament here in a little bit. But let's hop to a couple other news items. So recently, Ring of Honor had a large event, the name of which I do not remember. And I'm not going to look it up because what the fuck ever, man. I'm kind of over Ring of Honor, but that's only because they need to... Dude, I just want them to part ways. I want them to part ways with their owners. Their owners blow, and they just gotta go.
Owners are giving them money, though. That's
yeah.
The thing.
They gotta get
dirty,
away from Sinclair
it's dirty,
Media.
Gross
it's gross. It's gross. And also, I hate their fucking announce team, and I don't like their camera work. And I've got I could go on. I could list it. I love their wrestlers.
Yes,
love their talent. I'm excited that they hop on New Japan, and I get to see them on there.
Yes.
It's only apparent that you do not know what just happened over the weekend.
Well, Dalton Castle retained his title against Cody and Marty Scurll, and then lost it to Jay Lethal.
Right.
Coming back.
Right.
Jay fucking Lethal.
A couple nights later, man. I didn't even know that match was happening.
Wow.
And then I saw that Jay Lethal was the new champion. Does this make him 3-time?
This makes him 2-time?
I thought he and Adam Cole were tied as 2-time champions.
No, I'm gonna have to look that reign, up. So
it's a second. It's a second reign. Right, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So he joins the ranks of 2-time Ring of Honor champions. Go Jay Lethal. I really like Jay Lethal.
People undersell this man. He had a kick-ass reign as ROH and the television title reigner at the same time.
Yeah.
And he was the top heel of the company. He is fucking amazing. Should get a lot more credit than he gets.
He totally should.
Agreed.
Absolutely agreed. I say after I like talk a mad amount of shit about his company. But again, I like watching him when he comes to New Japan, and I'll watch his matches when I can find them, you know? Like I'm not actively trying to skip these guys' matches and things, because I do love a lot of the talent, but I just don't want to give them my money. That's it.
Yeah, for
that's
real.
All I'm saying. Also, while we're on that topic, even your subscribers have to pay to see your fucking pay-per-views.
Really?
Like the only fucking subscription service on there that still will take your money monthly and then force you to pay extra to watch their other events.
That's horrible.
It's weak as fuck. I've also read, like, things on their, like, contract stuff with Sinclair Media. They don't have, like, a fixed time spot. They just put them wherever they want to. And they don't, like, Sinclair won't let them see their ratings. So they can't tell what's working or not.
What the fuck?
It's crazy. Guys, get the fuck away from these people. Like, they're nuts. Find something else. Shit, you've already got a web streaming thing. Like, I don't know. Move your operations somewhere else. That's all I'm saying. Fall Inc. can outsell you guys without even having a card. You're doing something wrong. Start doing something right.
Yep.
Start doing something right, damn it. Jay Lethal is your champion is not a bad route. No offense to Dalton Castle, he is also a phenomenal champion. Like, your champions are great. They're just going to leave eventually and go somewhere else. So we obviously know, you know, I am... It is kind of a training ground. You're not wrong. So as we have established, I am a New Japan fan. Fire Pro Wrestling coming out soon. What's in that? Collaboration. Oh, it's a wrestling game.
Oh.
Like old school wrestling game.
Yeah.
From back when.
Yeah, super old. Is that...
Okay, no, I think I've actually seen that in my Steam.
Oh, yeah. Like my and it's in Steam, and, you know, it's kind of like... throwback
looks
game
like
style.
WCW
yeah.
Arcade
yeah, absolutely.
Games. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
they've kind of kept on to that style, but they're going to have all of the New Japan roster on there, which
nice.
Should be really fucking cool. And then we also had the CEO times New Japan Wrestling gaming event. Yeah. We had the Golden Lovers come out to the music of our man Mega Ran. Shout out to Ran.
Yeah, right on, man. That's
shout
really
out to
cool
Matt
shit.
Mania Podcast. Fucking dope shit, man. Way to go. Super proud of you.
Fuck yeah.
It's nice. It's nice to see. We've got the G1 coming up. We've got some really exciting matches for that, and you know that we will be covering all of it. Talking about it obsessively as we do.
Oh,
how
it's
about we get
be week
some...
after week of funness.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Let's get into some NXT UK.
Right on.
It was a good tournament. I liked it. Lots of showmanship in the ring. We had the phenomenal announcing of Ronaldo and...
McGuinness.
There you go. we had the wonderful announce team of Mauro Ranallo and Nigel McGuinness. Always entertaining to really have both of them on the mic, but you know if Ronaldo's on there... It's gonna be
it's automatically
hype.
Good.
Like
yeah.
it's already a live situation.
That
Mama
dude,
Mia.
That
Mama
dude could
Mia.
Call paint drying, and I would listen to it intently.
Amen. Amen. It was good. It was several nights of hard-fought battles, the culmination of which led to Zach Gibson over the Kiwi Buzzsaw, Travis Banks.
See, you see it? You see how stiff you have to say that?
Yeah, you do have to say it kind of stiff. The Kiwi Buzzsaw. I don't like it.
Just doesn't roll off the tongue.
It really doesn't. Kiwi Crusher is better. But
the Kiwi, you know, Weenie.
I don't know. I mean, I get why we go with Kiwi.
Kiwini, you know, for short.
Kiwini. Anyway, the Kiwini lost. Zach Gibson won. And advanced to his title opportunity against the UK champion, Pete Dunne. That led over to the NXT UK takeover event. It wasn't actually a takeover event so much, but the NXT took over that area.
Well, they now have the NXT UK, which is going to be something ongoing from here on out. So,
right.
That makes me so happy.
Dude, me too. It's going to be a full thing. You know, championship, tag league.
Mm-hmm.
I think we will also have a women's division in there.
Nice.
And all of that is fucking sick.
Hopefully we see a lot of crossover between them and NXT.
Agreed. And 205.
And 205. Hell yeah.
It's been a good working relationship so far.
And 205.
We had some really great matches on that card. The NXT tag titles were on the line. And this might have actually been my favorite match of the card. We had Mustache Mountain versus Undisputed Era. It was a good match. A great story told. A lot of fun. And we came out with new NXT champions. Well, tag champions. Mustache Mountain. I like Mustache Mountain, man. They've got a good vibe. They've got class. They're mustachy.
They are mustachy. That is true.
It was hype. We had the NXT women's title on the line also. Oh, go ahead.
I was about to say, it was a really great match. I probably will say it 1,000 times over, but Kyle O'Reilly is just a gift to us all.
He really is. Dude is just so over the top, and it's awesome. And so technical in the ring. It's all great, man. I was worried about him coming to NXT, and he's owned it so well. I've said it before. I'm probably going to say it again. Women's title was on the line. Shayna Baszler defending against Toni Storm, the Australian wrestler. That was also a pretty fun match. I enjoyed it. Baszler retained. Toni Storm put up a hell of a fight. Ended up with a count out after getting choked out on the outside.
Well, I don't know what she thought she was doing in there without a proton pack.
Yeah, man. No, I mean, you've got to have a proton pack. You've got to have a proton pack if you're going up against Shayna Baszler.
I mean, you know, if you're going to fight Vigo and Vigo's forehead.
Yeah. Amen to
that. Prepared.
You are still on that. Oh, man. That poor lady.
Always. It's, you know, we'll hear it probably forever.
Yep. I will stop talking about it as soon as she stops looking like Vigo the Carpathian.
Ouch. North American title defended. Adam Cole versus Wolfgang. Also a pretty fun match. Wolfgang is one big motherfucker. That is a giant Scotsman.
It was that match was kind of rough because, you know, we had two heels.
Yeah.
In the match. So it was like the crowd seemed like it didn't know what to cheer for exactly. So,
you know, Adam Cole, baby. Keeps the title. Still our North American champion. Keeping it on this side of the pond.
We're sure that Adam Cole's from Florida, right?
Fuck, I don't know where Adam Cole's from.
He looks like he's from Florida.
He could definitely be from Florida. He always reminded me of Zaphod Beeblebrox, like the dude who plays him in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
He looks like the dude in the trailer park that's always trying to sell you some shit that he found.
And he's always really positive about it.
Hey, man, I heard you need a muffler. I found this one on the side of the road about 15 minutes back.
Adam Cole, baby!
Oh, okay. Panama City, Florida.
There you go.
Also, I have this slightly used Gatorade.
I only took two drinks. It's kind of warm because I had it in my car for a couple weeks. So, title match, we had Zach Gibson against the reigning champion Pete Dunne, the Liverpudlian. Did all right. Thank you, Nigel McGuinness, for that terminology. I've never heard that before. Would have even thought that that was a thing, but Liverpudlian.
Like, I thought Glaswegian was bad.
Well, you know, the...
Shout-outs to all my Glaswegians out there.
We need to have some Glaswegians versus some Liverpudlians, and, you know, we could see where we go.
Oh, God.
God bless the UK.
So, if we have any UK fans out there, listeners, followers, friends.
Hey, I've checked our statistics. We have two.
Hey, fellas. We have a question. So, during this match, motherfuckers took their shoes off and started chanting with their shoes in the air.
The fucking shoe thing.
What is up with the shoe thing? I was very confused, and I need some clarification. Somebody help us the fuck out. Tweet us, @ Cactus Elbow.
Yeah.
We need answers.
I have to know what's up with the goddamn shoes.
I got to know why people had their shoes in the air. Like, how long has that been a thing? Is that just a wrestling thing? Does that happen at, like, other events? I loved how live this crowd was. Like, they were so much fun.
If I were to Google British shoe waving, would I get my answer? What are you doing?
We need to know. We need to know.
I'm not going to sleep tonight. I have to know. Like, it was a musical number, apparently.
Yeah.
There were some dance steps, I think. It was...
Yeah, there was like a lot of activity going on in the crowd. I feel like it was like a several thousand person flash mob.
For real.
Just like jumping out and doing their thing. But I think the wrestlers really appreciate that. Like, you know, a hype crowd makes for a hype performance.
Truth.
In most cases. Unless you're Nas and you're too drunk to perform. But a little hip-hop beef there for you guys. No.
Oh, shit.
There's no actual beef. I just think it's funny.
Get at me, Nas.
Get at us, Nas. Also, stop getting wasted in Vegas and not being able to perform for your fans.
For real. Low class.
Low class rhymes with glow. Season 2's out. Hey.
Best segue ever.
Did you guys like that? I thought that was good.
Brilliant.
That was just right off the dome there. Glow Season 2. It's out. Series I really enjoy. I hope you guys go check that out.
This has not been a paid endorsement.
Not at all. We have no affiliation with anyone. That being said...
Hey, Netflix.
Netflix, anybody on the cast of Glow or their production team, you hear this, you guys like what you hear, you guys want to toss us some sponsorship, help us out, y'all.
Well, I know that Mark Maron is a big fan of the podcast. I know he invites his friends over and, you know, they eat some cheese and fucking, you know, listen every week. And
yo, shout out, Mark. Nice.
Shout out to Mark. We like your show, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You do good. You do good.
Keep on listening. We love you.
Yeah. Lay off the blow.
You do good.
Or don't. Which also could be like the, you know, AKA for Glow Season 2.
Mm.
Lay off the blow. That's good life advice. Lay off the blow. Jesus. Just good life advice.
Good old Midwest advice. Thanks, Hobbs.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Life advice rhymes with 205 Live. Oh, we're rolling with it today.
That was it.
Yeah, that was a stretch. That was a stretch. It was forced. I don't care.
That's all right.
I feel
like
we'll
work with it. We'll work with it.
All right, we can take care of it in post.
I'll put a beat under it.
Okay, yeah.
Fucking throw some reverb on there. It'll be good.
If you could put some maracas in there also.
I got your maracas, buddy.
Maybe some congos.
I got your congos, too.
Conga, whatever. I meant to say bongos.
Bongos.
Like a, you know,
little djembe.
Drew Gulak, Brian Kendrick, Jack Gallagher, the Healy Trio, taking on the Loser House Party. Mm. This has been a really fun rivalry over the last few weeks to watch. Mostly it's Drew Gulak versus anybody who likes to have fun or jump around. And he likes to, you know, create a salient PowerPoint about it on the here and there, which I very much approve of. Like, I'm gonna go ahead and take a side moment here. And Hobbs side moment, everybody. When I first saw Drew Gulak, it was the Cruiserweight Classic. While I found him to be pretty brutal, I really didn't like his character. It was dry and just super fucking boring. And I thought that for a long time in 205. And all of a sudden, dude puts on a suit and starts doing these goofy ass fucking like political promos about the no-fly zone. And you have won me over, son. Like, it was just, that's all it took. All it took was a little bit of personality and shine. And dude is one of my favorite fucking heels in the business right now.
It's all about the gimmick.
Oh, dude, he has such a good gimmick. The PowerPoint stuff was too good. Mm-hmm. It was too good. And the continuation of such is great. Way to go, Drew. You have won me over, and I'm a fan.
Good job, buddy.
For whatever the fuck that's worth for you.
Congratulations, Drew.
Kendrick Gallagher. You know, I mean, they're staying with their shtick.
And why not?
And why not? I will say, I very much prefer the in-ring stylings of the Jack Gallagher we got at this UK Championship tournament versus the ground and pound stylings that we've been getting at 205 Live. Mm. Just, right. You know, it's classy wrestling and I like it, and you're in the ring with a lot of talented people. I get it. I get that the heel thing brings out the ground and pound and you're mean and you're stomping on a motherfucker, but hey, you can be classy too.
Yeah.
You can be classy too. And then we've got Lucha House Party. This was something I wanted to happen, like, once I found out that we were going to get Lince Dorado and Grand Metalik and Kalisto.
So much Lucha.
Like, up in the same division. I wanted them to come together and for us to get, like, a faction. They came together. We have a faction. It's fucking sick, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
It's fantastic.
So I'm really hoping,
House Party,
with the amount that they've been talking about, these guys wanting to be the best tag team in the 205 to Vive, the best tag team in the 205 Live division, that this will culminate into the belts. Mm. We need some cruiserweight belts, some tag belts. Let's get a tag division going on. Do you guys have the talent?
Do it.
I don't think that I'll disagree with that because they don't have. I don't think they have the roster yet. They will, but they don't have the roster yet.
I think it's gonna get there. You're right. But I think that they have enough talent that they can introduce it.
Introduce the belts and bring in new talent into a tournament. I mean, it's not the first time that would have happened recently.
Right? Yeah, definitely not.
Build your, sure. I mean, just fucking make the division. Just build the division, you know?
Yeah, it seems like they've got enough people on the wings.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do it. We also
but
saw
it's the
Leo...
draw.
Right. And so, speaking of bringing in new talent, we saw the introduction of Leo Rush to the 205 Live division.
I am not familiar
very,
with Leo
very
Rush.
Quick.
He is very, a very, very quick fast dude.
Yeah?
He's very small.
Okay.
He was in NXT. And you may have seen him there a couple times.
I don't remember.
He only had a few matches there.
Hmm.
He got a little bit of heat for talking smack to somebody who got let go over Twitter.
Huh.
It was Tennille Dashwood.
Oh.
When she got let go. Emma.
Yeah.
And he had said, made some like,
neener,
you know, I don't even know if it was just like inappropriate, you know, it was tasteless in regards to somebody who lost their job. And so he got a little bit of heat backstage and we didn't see him for a minute. And then he apparently kind of turned his shit around, apologized,
Here. He after that happened, he took on Lars Sullivan in NXT before.
Oh yeah, that's right. Ooh. That's right.
And it was actually a good match.
It was
too.
Fun to watch.
It was a big man versus a small dude. So, you know, and then they moved him. Then he disappeared for a while, and then, you know, now he's back again. You know, him and Patrick Clark, a.k.a. Velveteen Dream, were a tag team for a good long while in the indies.
Really?
So
I did not know that.
They were fantastic for a while and stuff. This is the Patrick Clark that we see now is completely different from what we saw in the past. So it's really a great thing to see him develop a new character that's taking on such a good role right now. So,
dude is such a fucking great wrestler. Such a great heel. Mm-hmm. Or character in general. He doesn't even need to be a heel, man. He could be a face, and I still think he'd be rocking it.
Mm-hmm. I think he's popular enough that he's going to be one of those heels that they have to make a face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of the Bobby Roode treatment.
Yeah, or the Seth Rollins treatment.
Right. So, speaking of good heels, I've been really enjoying this TJ Perkins heel movement going on.
Oh, I hadn't caught any of that.
Oh. So they've been having him go up against these no-name jobbers.
Okay.
And he will beat them in the ring while berating them on the microphone. Like, microphone in one hand, just taking these motherfuckers out.
Oh, wow.
And he, like, made some poor schmuck tap, like, while he's, you know, talking shit to him on the bike.
That's embarrassing, even for a jobber.
Yeah, like, it's cold. Wow. It's cold. Like, it's really brutal.
That's a nice heel move. I've never seen that before.
I was enjoying the kind of super whiny thing they were doing with TJP for a minute. You know, where he was losing and they caught him, like, crying in the back. And they're like, are you crying? No, you know, and he storms off and you're crying type of shit. But now he's just fucking mean. Now he's just mean and, like, really cocky, and I like it. It's good, and I'm interested to see where this is gonna go.
Yeah,
good heel turn, great heel turn.
Right.
And then we've got the upcoming 205 Live championship match for the cruiserweight belt.
Mm-hmm. I am excited for this.
I am too. We're gonna have the champion. Now we've got our upcoming cruiserweight championship match, Hideo Itami versus Cedric Alexander. Itami won the opportunity. Well, maybe that's a poor choice of words. So Itami threw himself kind of in the middle of the feud that was going on between Buddy Murphy and Mustafa Ali, Chicago native. Shout out to Infamous Afro. The two had a really great match going on. And then all of a sudden, here comes Itami, being a dick, taking people out.
Screaming respect.
Screaming respect me. Which is pretty funny. You know, it was all right. And then we had the two guys each wanting to get their hands on some Itami action, which culminated in a fatal three-way. No, I'm sorry. Which culminated in a triple threat match. Itami took it home.
Took it home and did great work with it.
Yeah, it was a good match. That was a lot of fun to watch. And dude just really has been coming with some fucking ferocity with his in-ring ability. I feel like with all this bullshit with NXT and him being injured and then kind of the blasé half-ass introduction into 205 Live and you know, I feel like the fire is finally starting to get lit under his ass. You know, like he's finally feeling like he's finding a stride.
I approve.
Well, he's all, he's always been a very fiery type of guy and wrestler for many, many years before the WWE slowed him down or whatever you want to say
regarding that. Sure.
It's so good to see him get so much amped up and fiery and just start kicking and hitting people. I'm like, that's the Itami I need. That's the Kenta I miss. I miss you, Kenta.
Agreed. I like his new finisher. I'm glad they gave him something to knock people out with. And
yeah, because we don't want another Brian Kendrick taking a go to sleep again. Fuck.
Shit. Yeah, that was ugly. It was ugly. I'm sure Kendrick doesn't want to do it again.
Nope.
Though that, you know, arguably might have been his fault. But
yeah, that was Kendrick's fault. Sorry, yeah. That was Kendrick's
yeah, totally
fault.
Was.
You don't eat that like like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, you need to gotta save yourself, buddy. Save yourself. But I'm really happy about the heat that Itami's getting. He's getting some nice heel heat, and that it's good. That should be a fun match.
Right.
I am. I'm gonna come out and say something about 205 Live. Uh-oh. A couple things. First thing is, I have been super impressed with the wrestling. Since Triple H has taken over, I've been really happy with how the whole thing's going down. Mm-hmm. Guys, you need to tone the fuck down on that fake spray tan. Like, or be consistent with it, y'all. But, like, you've got, like, it's like face paint at this point, you know? Like,
Trumpian
damn,
levels.
You know? Yeah. It's you're getting orange on us, and you don't need to. You don't need to. You know, like, let's just keep it professional. Shit. All right. Well, that's my gripe. That's my 205 gripe.
Hobbs's minor gripe against 205
is save us all the uncomfortable several minutes of us having to look at your like obvious spray tan that isn't covering all of your body. Ugh. Whew. Gotta cover up some bruises. I get it, y'all. I get it. You know, you gotta look like you've been outside. Sure.
Yeah.
Nah. Like, fucking, you know, go get a tan. Go get a tan. Go do whatever you gotta do.
This message brought to you by Ann Hobbs.
That's right.
Paid for by the People versus Trump tans.
Keep those tans away. So, there was... I got all this way, and we're going to go way back to Extreme Rules because I missed a vital match. I believe we were going to have a cage match. That is Kevin Owens versus Braun Strowman.
Ooh.
I'm pretty hyped about this match.
Ooh.
I would like to see this be a legit, like, Extreme Rules match.
I think it's going to be a comedy match.
But we're not
going to
get it.
You don't think so?
You
think it probably will be a comedy match. But yeah, I don't know.
But I'm okay
with
that too, because as much as I generally hate to see a guy like Braun Strowman used as a comedic wrestler against Owens, it fucking works. And as far as I'm concerned, that pair can do no wrong right now.
Okay.
They could seriously get in the middle of the ring and cupcake farts at each other's faces for 20 minutes, and I'd be like, it's so good. It's just, there's something magical about that pair.
It is. There's good chemistry there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hold out a little hope, though, that they give us some actual.
Oh, I think there'll be a couple of good high spots. Like, somebody's taking a good fall. And
sure.
It's gonna be
I mean,
Kevin
I'm not
Owens.
Saying it's going to be like a Taker Mick Foley,
no
type of thing.
Fuck, I hope not.
Well, yeah, I mean, nobody really needs to go through that again,
right?
You know, Foley did it for us.
Yeah,
he did it for everyone.
R.I.P. Mick Foley's hip.
Right, and you know, maybe 5 years of his lifespan. Shit,
for real.
Anniversary of that match actually passed this last week, also.
Recently.
And Josh and I had the opportunity to see Mick Foley while he was on the road.
Yeah, good times.
And this was here in Denver.
We almost ran him over looking for a parking spot. That was fun.
That is also true.
Sorry, Mick.
Sorry, you probably don't remember that, and we're not going to bring it up again.
Yeah. But now, I mean, now it's out there because I know Mick Foley's a big fan of the podcast.
Yeah, the whole fam.
The whole fam.
Shouts to Noel. Hope you and the clown man are doing well.
Oh, weird.
But so he had had a previous issue with his Denver appearance and had to cancel it. Mm-hmm. So to make up for that, we got to hear about the match. And it was a lot of fun. There was a lot of cool insight.
Yeah, yeah.
I highly recommend either YouTubing some of his stand-up, which I suspect is out there, mm-hmm. or seeing him live when he comes to your area.
Yeah.
Mick Foley is one entertaining motherfucker.
Truly.
I didn't mean to call you a motherfucker, Mick. He is one entertaining gentleman. There, I feel better. So that's about it for this episode of Cactus Elbow Hangover. We'd like to guide everybody over to our website /blog, cactuselbowhangover.com. We, as a new podcast, have kind of an ever-evolving platform. Mm-hmm. If there are things that you'd like to hear, suggestions you have, shoot them our way.
Yeah,
we're always happy to take advice from our audience, and we want to give the people what they want, unlike some companies that we may follow.
Ooh. Burn.
That being said, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ann Hobbs.
I'm 2Ton21.
And this is Infamous Motherfucking Afro.
Hey! Please share us with your friends, colleagues, fellows that you might think like wrestling, know like wrestling, or people you just want to introduce to us because we're funny.
Or could, just spam us to Reddit and Facebook. We don't
absolutely.
Care.
We're, absolutely. You know, put us anywhere because we need that kind of advertising.
That's right.
It always helps.
The free kind.
The free kind. Thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. I hope you have a great night, and we will see you next week. Peace out.
He said he'd do just as he pleased, create a formula to bring the world to its knees. There's no one in the sky anymore. His friends have all died. Took his pride in the core. Found him riding the force with the dark side of the source. Brighten the score in the sunshine. Vampire to the torch, because society.